Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodina u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodina u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 18. septembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 18th, 2022. We're going to start off today's broadcast with a couple selections from Zakarpattia. The first one is from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor, Za Lisom, Za Lisom. And then we have Klara Labik, who was a soloist for Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor, had her own cassette tape back in the day, passed away a few years ago with Kolo Vody.
Половину воды коло панчурика, виросла я така невелика. Невелика, ані хлопця нема, ніч то зато я сіго погледа. Невелика, ані хлопця нема, ніч то зато я сіго погледа.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. You can also contribute and donate to this radio broadcast by going to our parent page, the Carpatho-Russian Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program. Next, we have Od Ongvara Drashka Ide, as played by Ruski Muzikanti. This was a few years back at Bob Bartko's wedding. I don't remember what year that was, but it was at least 10, 12 years ago. And after that, we have what was then known as the Dukla Ensemble. Today, Pulse with A. Jak v Korčmi.
Прайірочка. А da ja na vas peskam, o ja svoju Maričku bez peskam. Bez peskam je da i vedanđuju, že te znala, že ja je ljubuju. I zaplakala, že je jakaś baba oparjala. Vedi babo, ne pkaj svoho nosa, ne pkaj že ho do čužo groza. Vedi babo, ne pkaj svoho nosa, ne pkaj že ho do čužo groza. Ej, keby to pletkarjok ne bylo, da bys ja nam spokojni še žilo. Bo to oni tak mają po zvyku, že se koho tle ljud na jazyku. Bo to oni tak mają po zvyku, že se koho tle ljud na jazyku. A молоди таки звичай мають, вже по праці собі забуляють. Деска така правда написана, рай музико до білого подана. Деска така правда написана, рай музико до білого подана.
On today's Historic Focus, we talk about the 212th birthday tomorrow, September 19th, of one of the greatest Rusyn national awakeners, Father Alexander Ivanovich Pavlovich. Father Alexander Pavlovich was born September 19th, 1819, in the Rusyn village of Shadishke Chorne, which is about 8 miles northeast of Borodeo, today in Slovakia, at that time in historic Shadiš County in the Hungarian Kingdom. He was born into a Greek Catholic family to Father Ivan and Anna Pavlovich. As a child, he was orphaned and raised by his mother's family in Lemkovina. In 1843, he began studies at the Theological Seminary in Trnava, where he was encouraged to take part in the various awakenings of Slavs in the Habsburg monarchy. After his studies, he returned to the village of Chmeljova, where he wrote his first poem, Stav bidnoho seljanja, The Status of a Poor Villager, a statement of sympathy for his downtrodden Rusyn people. In 1848, he was ordained a Greek Catholic priest during the anti-Habsburg Revolution in Hungary. During this time, he met Alexander Duchnowicz, who was to have a profound impact on him. He participated in the Prešov Literary Society, was a tutor, then briefly the stenographer for the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov. He turned down an offer to teach Rusyn at the Košice Gymnasium in favor of a post as a parish priest in Belovezha for 13 years, then in Svidnik for nearly 4 decades. Pavlovich collected folklore and ethnographic materials and wrote numerous poems which earned him the epithet Makovitskoy Solovy, the Bard of Makovitsya. Makovitsya is the region around present-day Svidnik in Upper Shadiš County. He also wrote sketches and proposed a research program for the study of history and culture of Rusyns in Hungary, which resulted in an encyclopedic publication, but nothing came of the proposal due to the government's policy of Magyarization and national assimilation. Pavlovich favored the two-language approach of his mentor, Duchnowicz. Rusyn vernacular for popular and elementary materials, and Russian for serious writing and scholarship. Since Pavlovich did not know Russian, nor did he try, in practice, he wrote for the most part in vernacular Russian. All of Pavlovich's publications were published posthumously, and he is recognized as one of the greatest Russian national poets outside of Alexander Dukhnovich. Pavlovich died December 25, 1900, in Belovezha at the age of 81. He is buried in the church cemetery in Svidnik, and there is also a statue to him in the center of town in Svidnik, which was erected on June 21, 1970, in commemoration of the 70th anniversary of his death. The sculptor of the statue is Franjo Gibala, who is from a village not far from Svidnik, just northeast, Krajina Poljana.
Нас на ковра вяла.
another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. I am very happy to announce that this year, the annual Carpatha Russin celebration will take place. St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church's 40th annual Carpatha Russin celebration will take place Sunday, October 30th, beginning with Divine Liturgy at 9 a.m. and the festival from noon until 6 p.m. St. John the Baptist Social Hall is located 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. There will be ethnic food such as holubka, pirohi, haloshka, kolbasa, and sauerkraut, different soups, potato pancakes, pagach, baked goods, and much more. The annual event will include musical entertainment by Rusinske Betyare, and there will be, throughout the day, Rusin speakers and or video presentations on Rusin culture and customs. Displays of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs and documents, and assistance with genealogical questions will be available. There will also be pisanka, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, church tours, children's activities, and much more. St. John's is handicapped accessible. Admission is free. So that is Sunday, October 30th, beginning with Divine Liturgy at 9 a.m., the 40th annual Carpatha Russin celebration from noon until 6 p.m., St. John the Baptist Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. I'll give you more information throughout the weeks, but if you are looking for more information, please give them a call at area code 724-438-1382 and leave a message and they will get back with you. 724-438-1382, or check out their parish webpage. Google St. John Baptist Byzantine Catholic Uniontown. St. John Baptist Byzantine Catholic Uniontown.
Thank you.
Carpatho Russian Society has a wide selection of videos for you to watch on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatho Russian Society. Also check out our friends, John and Helen Timo Foundation, American Lemko, and Lemko with History. So that is youtube.com, search Carpatho Russian Society, John and Helen Timo Foundation, American Lemko, and Lemko with History. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, for another broadcast. You can listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer, go to russian.fm, or download the app on your smartphone. Also, be sure to check out our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast from 2004 until today. And also, please be sure to go to our parent page, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org, where you can join. You can also browse our sales catalog, take part in our genealogical discussions, and much more. C-RS.org. C-RS.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. Счастливо.
А свашка, я свашка, ужем до свашчива, пришва ми середа, цо буду робива, пришва ми середа, цо буду робива.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.